Hazim Jajo punches the international access code from a phone card into his cordless phone. His wife, Hannah Ishak, sits next to him on an ornate couch in their new spacious home east of San Diego. Her eyebrows are scrunched into a painfully worried look. Ishak dictates a phone number to her husband from an address book. The two speak Chaldean, the language of Iraq's largest Christian group. They are trying to reach Ishak's 84-year-old ailing mother, Shami, in Syria.
Hello, Assam.
Ishak's brother answers. He agrees to go to his mother's apartment with his cell phone so she can take the call from San Diego. She doesn't have her own phone.
Okay, bye-bye. He said that her health situation now is very bad, and now she cannot see, although the vision is she is suffering from the vision.
The couple sits brooding on the couch. Hannah Ishak looks even more worried after the news of her mother's declining health. The elderly woman has been in Syria for 2 years waiting for the U.S. to greenlight her refugee application. She lives by herself, surviving mostly off a small monthly stipend and food rations from the United Nations.
And I signed a sponsorship for her. Now it's more than 1 year. And we are still waiting.
Larry Bartlett heads the Office of Refugee Admissions at the State Department. He says processing refugees usually takes 6 to 9 months. But for Iraqi refugees in Syria, the process has been held up since violence and unrest erupted there last spring. Bartlett says Homeland Security officers haven't been able to enter the country to interview refugees, a requirement of the resettlement process.
That program, frankly, has been stalled for months. And I think until the situation there stabilizes, we won't be able to go back in and conduct refugee interviews.
Adding even more to the delays, security screening of all refugees was intensified last year. Now U.S. intelligence and other agencies run two background checks on most refugees, one when they first apply for refugee status and one shortly before they board a plane.
It makes sense. And I have to say that we actually have seen results from it. We've been able to deny based on new information that's cropped up just before travel.
Bartlett wouldn't give examples, but there have been reports in U.S. media of suspected terrorists who entered the U.S. as refugees before the new security measures. Still, Hannah Ishak wonders how her 84-year-old mother could be a threat.
Why is she staying a long time? She's an old woman, and she doesn't have to wait a long time for security clearance. What they want to check exactly, I don't know. They have the right to
People who work with refugees fear that the added security checks may mean some legitimate refugees will be denied resettlement by the Department of Homeland Security. The number of refugees arriving in the country dropped by 23% this past fiscal year. Bob Montgomery is executive director of the International Rescue Committee in San Diego. He says people who have to flee their homes often don't have time to collect documents like birth certificates and marriage licenses.
DHS has to take their story based on what they say, and I fear that if they're unsure, they're probably denying.
Right now, hundreds of Iraqi refugees in Syria are awaiting resettlement in the San Diego area, according to local refugee agencies. For Hannah Ishak and her mother Shami in Syria, their only choice is patience. Shami says her faith keeps her going. Her daughter tells her to keep that faith until they are reunited. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.